Good evening. Welcome to the Monkey Music Show. Taylor and Jimmy Bauer. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. I'm glad we could do this. I've been, as I said earlier, I've been listening to you for so long. I think it's one of my favorite things about you is you're a multi-instrumentalist. Can you just tell me, like, did you start in drums or guitar? I don't even know how this started. Just a brief thing, because I don't want to do a, a big thing yet.
I started with drums when I was in like third or fourth grade. At school, I was playing the bass drum and a little bit of snare. Nothing really serious. And then around when I was around 12, I got a drum kit, and for the next few years kind of diddied with it. And then when I was around 15, I got in a band, and just we played some shitty show at like a bingo hall or something,
Yeah.
and it was just like, wow, man, I could really do this for a living or for the rest of my life or whatever. And so started skipping school to stay home and to play drums, skipping school part probably wasn't that smart. But and then when I was around 18 or 19, I picked the guitar up.
You're really proficient in both. I mean, as I say, as a drummer,
I'm a
you have,
shitty guitar player, but
yeah, well,
I think.
bear with me here. Bear with me here. Let me. First, as a drummer, you have a certain swing, and I think it's a natural swing. I think, of course, you practice whatever, and you can become a good technical drummer, and not be a natural. You can be a natural drummer and have a swing, and the more you play, it just brings it out more. I think you're there, because I think, and if people aren't aware. And Jim plays drums and down guitar and ahi-gat and super joint. So I mean, in a multitude of other bands. So you run the gamut of instruments, but like, and now when it goes to guitar playing, though, I think you have a groove and a sound that's fantastic. I mean,
Thank you.
not everyone's a shredder. I mean, I don't want to listen to shredders. I mean, I have a guitarist on here, but like when it really comes down to it, even the guitarists that were like known to be like guitar gods at this point.
I've never aspired to be a shredder.
No, but a lot of them now say it's they like to go now slow. They like to play a groove, so they like to get into it now. So even the faster ones when we were younger aren't doing that now because they're like not fun. So like that's kind of where you've always been, kind of playing that nice groove. When you switch to guitar and drums, has it influenced you back and forth? Like some guitar players I've heard are that were drummers play the guitar kind of like they're playing drums, like a rhythm. Do you think like that when you play?
Totally. If you the extremely, basically just playing drums on guitar, I mean, I don't know if playing drums helps with time, I guess.
I think
Helps
so.
it. Yeah, it helps. I mean, you're not really doing paradiddles and shit
No,
on
but
the guitar, but to me it's a as far as the way I play and my style and everything is a lot. I'd say 90% has to do with my influences, and like what I would listen to and stuff like that. And never aspired to be a shredder. And I mean, I obviously I play leads and stuff like that,
right.
some leads, but nothing, nothing, not a shredder mode at all. I
I could never do it.
I like writing riffs, writing riffs are, to me, more of a challenge, and just I don't know, it just seems to be the meat and the core of a song would be the riff, and it's like, the whole riff. And listening to bands like growing up listening to like Sabbath and Skynyrd and Obsessed, St. Vitus, and all these bands just had these just monster riffs,
Yeah,
Yeah, because
yeah.
we did a tour, and last time we were in Europe in October, and we did about seven or eight shows with them. And before that, before they became the two guitar thing, we had done 2-month-long tours with the Obsessed. So I mean, I've known Wino for a long time, and he's just
He's a solid dude, man.
he's a shredder, dude.
He
He's
is.
like, he's just a really good player. He's a great dude. His he's just a stupid influence for me,
What it made me think was the drummers are always the engine. So if you're a drummer first, you're aware of the engine of the song. So then when you play guitar, you kind of know how the car goes, you know what I mean? So you kind of,
In that aspect, it does help out with writing, you know,
which is what I'm thinking.
because like when me and Kirk were writing all the early Crowbar stuff, on drums, I'd always play the I'd either be on the upbeat or the downbeat, but whatever it wasn't what he was thinking. So yeah, it was so aggravating. We'd spend almost the whole night just trying for me to get the correct feel, you know. And then
Yeah.
sometimes by accident you create a different feel that the person writing the riff wasn't thinking about. That's, you know, it's like, oh wow, and that makes it a whole new thing as well, you know. So, but a lot of my drumming style and like that swing you were
Yeah.
talking about, to growing up listening to like Willie Nelson and
I
Hank
love Willie.
Jr. and dude, the behind the beat of like, you know, like a good country song, man. It's just and to me it makes sense to play slow doom. Country is kind of slow doom, you know. It's like
It actually is.
in a certain way, the tempos and stuff like that. But I just with that whole swing, I really think that has helped. You know, it's make maybe gives me a different outlook on drums. You know, it's like certain drummers that, you know, like Paul English, the drummer for Willie Nelson, was he learned how to play drums with Willie, and it's just so cool. His style's so fucking weird, you know.
That's the best sometimes, though. I mean, that's really.
You know, and so it's I don't know, always learning. I don't practice as much as I should. I probably could be a way better drummer and a way better guitar player if I practiced a lot, but I just don't. You know, I'm happy with where I'm at, and you know, and it's just fun for me, you know.
Is it different, like when you so like when you're writing with the bands? And I always wondered this because obviously you've been on so many different bands and the lineups are always different and you're playing different instruments, but like the songwriting process with each of the bands, and I can be general with it or not. We can be, you know, like with I Hate God, like there's a sound there. There's a sonic sound. I don't think people realize how tight you guys are. Like some people kind of listen to the outside that aren't into that music are like, ah, it's just, you know, noise, whatever. Like punk rock, it's just noise. Like if you really listen to it, there's a level of excellence there. There's a sound, like the bass has a
Thank you.
sound. The guitars, you're welcome. The guitars, I can't hear, but the bass is always here. And the drums, you know, like it's always, everyone's got their thing, you know, and it allows Mike to just do his thing. It's all set up perfectly. And I mean, you have to listen to all the albums over again, but I mean, for me, this is for people listening, that's what I always hear. That's not a formula, but that's like everybody's station or, you know what I mean, or silo in that band that works. And you've had some albums where like the production might get tighter and the album might sound bigger, but the songs aren't changing, you know? You might just like the dynamics change a little bit, which is kind of fun. You're still the same band, but the riffs get better and a little different, you know? You're not trying to rewrite yourselves, I don't think. And I kind of like that.
Yeah, with I Hate God, it's been like, I mean, we're a band that obviously we got better as we went along, but never really strayed far from what we were trying to do. I mean, when Brian quit, that posed like a whole nother challenge, because then I did have to practice and just but trying to be a different band,
Right.
because it is a different band without Brian. It's like, you know, it's like somebody took your four-wheel drive away, you know. And so it's like we've as a band learned how to
Yeah.
adapt to that, and we have to write accordingly, you know. So, you know, and personally I wish we still had two guitars, because I
Is it
think I got is that sound, you know. But fuck it, we don't want another guy in the band, and you
No.
know, and just nah, it's, you know, so we're just, I don't know, it's just different. But like with Down, like writing with Down, it's like yeah, like everybody in the band writes killer riffs, you know. So it's like we all get together, and it's a real fast writing process, as opposed to like I Hate God. I Hate God, we kind of take our time and, you know, fuck around with different tempos with things and different notes here and there. With Down, it's just like It's like, I don't know, it's kind of pro, you know?
That's
Like
interesting.
we'll have a riff, and then 30 minutes later we got a fucking song.
It's I mean, yeah, Down came out like they were like literally like, and it's easy to compare like to Zeppelin. Like it just you guys right out of the gate, even the first album, when you first heard it, you're like, oh my God, these riffs, the thundering drums, the vocals, like you're like, whoa, when it, when that first came out, I had a cassette or CD, and I was like, this is incredible. And it did feel like it's already coming out like this, like the Zeppelin style songs, where like everything was together. You guys had a sound right out of the gate. You weren't developing, because everyone's been in different bands and the magic, I think the idea of calling it a super group is pretty funny. I always like that. Super
That's
group.
just because everybody's in different bands,
Yeah.
so.
You're like, great, super. We're all together.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
But
No ego needed
no.
or dumb. That's another cool thing about Down and I got, and well, just the people I play with, there's not really a bad ego problem or anything like that. And just in my experience, it doesn't work out to be successful having some pompous asshole in
No.
the room, So.
Well, and that's the thing. You think that, I mean, it's great that it is kind of like a family because, like I said, you did stuff with Crowbar before and then, Kurt and like every Kurt, it was like in different bands. It's always overlapping. I mean, it's probably like about 30 bands between about 10 of you guys. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
you guys have like the sound. You guys just, are interlopers in each other's bands and kind of fill in. And it's pretty magical that many artists can do that, especially nowadays. I mean, that's.
Oh, thank you. I'm supposed to we're constantly doing that. It's like the I don't know if you're familiar with the band Clear Light that I did. Well, the keyboard player from Clear Light, we had a band before called Drip, and it's Mike Williams on vocals. And it's basically like Deep Purple kind of keyboard with riff, I Hate God style riffs. Anyway,
Really?
we did that a long time ago, and we're gonna do it again. We're gonna try and I don't know jam again, but hopefully we're trying to get. Well, I've already talked to him. We get Sammy Duet, and because I only jam, yeah, that's one dude that I only jammed with for a little bit in Crowbar. And he's a good riff writing thing too, So yeah, I mean,
Belushi.
I'm just saying, 56 years old, and we're still trying to start other bands, So
Well,
it's just fun. It's what we like to do,
it's fun. I mean, how come actually, or maybe there is a reason, you haven't done a project where you've led the whole thing because like, you can do a lot of your own instruments. That's a lot of the guys do, but you do drums probably better than most because you're a good drummer and a guitar player, so and a good riff guy. Any kind of like project, some kind of Bower Power project where you're just like, writing the songs and everything and having your friends come in and play, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
I mean, I'm working on my solo record. I have been for like 5, 6 years now, and kind of at a dead end rut. I wanted to do it just everything, just me do it, And the I don't know. I mean, I think I'm gonna do that with like the core of it. Are you familiar with the song Dube Interlude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well that's I did all that. That was on a 4-track. I did that. So I want to do like maybe that kind of style, the Sabbath jam, smoke a joint, jam out kind of stuff or whatever. And I also like country. I have a couple country songs. So that's definitely going to happen. It's just a matter of time,
Just
But
when.
just finding the right time to do it and finish it, finish the writing and everything like that too. So
So,
that's hard to write for some reason,
is
cause,
it? Are you afraid that because you're fronting, it's not a jam band that it's gonna be like? I mean, let's face it. Anything anybody does is like, oh, like you're a four guitar band. I liked your last album. People are like, oh, it sounds different because it's different. Of course, it sounds different. But
it
it's just
is
the
different.
it is different. Where are you gonna go now? As you get used to that spot now, because that was your first one,
Right.
where's it going to bring you to? Are you feeling like, all right, I got ideas to kind of be the only guitar player now? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, man. It's like, but I mean, I hate God. I mean, it's like we can't stray too far from what we've always done. We're more into like trying to, like when the whole four piece thing came up, it's like, all right, let's just think like the Melvins or Black Flag, that basically like the two things that we try and sound like, you know, and
Yeah.
throw a little Lynyrd Skynyrd in there, which, you know, the bluesier style riffs and stuff. So we're writing right now, we're writing the new record right now, and it's going a lot slower than we thought it would, but we've only been practicing like once a week. So we just took 4 months off because we were touring like crazy. And I mean, I have kids, you know, so we just took 4 months off, but we're about to start back up here again in May. And
Can you write when you're on the road or no?
a little bit, a little, whenever we do sound checks, we always tend to I don't know, get promising stuff out of that. Like we started doing about 3 or 4 years ago, we started doing like a little jam session in the very beginning of the set. And so now we do that at practice. We go up and it's all 100% improv. You know, none of it's like rewritten before or anything like that. And it kind of it sets the tone. It gets the sound man a chance to, you know, get everything tightened up and everything. But we've come up with some like really killer riffs out of that, you know. So
Are you recording it? Does somebody have a tape recorder so you're not trying to remember it?
I
Yeah.
mean, live, you know, it's kind of no,
Yeah.
we're not doing it live. But up in our practice room, we have like a
Yeah.
digital studio and stuff. We definitely record it, go back, and you know, and you know, those are sometimes the best riffs that are just, you know, completely improvised, you know.
Yeah, I do. And I think, and then sometimes I'll hear like a couple riffs in some of your songs, even in I Hate God, I hear like a couple riffs where you could have split them up into more songs, you know what I mean? Or just like certain tones and stuff. Which it's great to take a couple and put them together. It's fun. It's you know, it's creative. And sometimes you can, but you can go everywhere. So if you're jamming, you can come up with numerous riffs or nothing in the night. But if you're taping it, you can go back and go through 8 hours of stuff and be like, I found one magic moment. That's all I need to start one song. You know what I mean?
That's all you need sometimes, yeah.
It's obviously Down is not going to work on stuff right now because Phil is doing obviously the Pantera thing right now.
We
Which is
actually did. We did though. We got together about a month or two ago, and we were practicing with just me, Pat, Kirk, and Pepper. And Phil lives on the other side of the lake, you know. So
yeah.
we got together over at his house for a weekend, and we have 7 songs, man.
That's
So
awesome.
yeah, we're supposed to get together again in April, and then, you know, talk about recording, trying to get this thing out. So
Does
yeah.
Phil have like a book of lyrics? So like when you guys go and music arrange, he comes in with it, you know what I'm saying? Where you can kind of come in and knock out some if you guys
I
are.
don't I got notebooks and stuff that he, you know, he definitely writes and keeps stuff for, but he's generally a writes for the song kind of thing,
Riff
or you
guy, yeah.
know, yeah. I mean, Phil's amazing to write with because he's really good with song arranging, and he's just really witty with his arrangements and like bridges and stuff like that. That, you know, he'd be like, damn, I would have never thought of that, you know. And that's the beautiful thing about Down. It's like a room filled with dudes that, I don't know, are witty with their songwriting and stuff like that, you know. But like we can write all day without Phil, but when he's there, it's that much better, you know.
Yeah.
It really, because he'll be like, I do this 4 times, go into the bridge, you know, and then go back to the verse, and then, you know, we'll do a pre-chorus, you know, and next thing you know, you got a killer song, you know.
And that's good for people to hear too about because I mean I wouldn't, there's certain things but Philip wants to hear certain things. But actually I like hearing those kind of things. You know, because we don't ever talk about his input as a songwriter, you know what I mean? Is important that people, you know, hear that kind of stuff. That's the
Oh,
cool stuff, is songs.
he's such a songwriter, it's ridiculous, and he's super fucking talented, you know. It's like
Yeah.
I read comments about, you know, people's misconceptions and saying, and it's just, I just keep my hold my tongue because I mean I know the truth, you know. The dude can jam his ass off, you know. And it's just really fun to write with Phil, you know. He's
Yeah.
always in a killer mood, you know, and like especially when we're being creative, you know. That's why I
That's
think
I'm
we've
excited about that.
been in so many bands together. So
Yeah, actually, my favorite things is with you is the your the alcoholic video. Classic.
Oh yeah.
Classic acting.
Classic, let your friends make an ass out of you. That's
Oh,
from
come
Coach.
on. How much fun did you have doing that? I mean,
Oh,
you were the.
we had a blast. Don't get me wrong.
I had to
Some
go back and
wild.
watch it again today before we do this. I'm like, God, I haven't seen that video in a while. I laughed. That was a funny. Ah. But that's fun. That's what music is.
We're a lot younger. Yeah.
You know, but
And,
it's so much fun doing it. You could tell, you know.
oh, yeah. We had a Superjoint was a really fun band because, for one, the music's like really fun, you know, it's like, really up-paced, kind of hardcore, we call, you know, like try and write shit like off of Victim in Pain, you know, Agnostic Front Record or something. Just a super cool band. And we did a lot of cool stuff with it, you know. So this last round we got together and did that one record. And it was definitely something I'd do again, you know.
I liked it. I thought it was a little different sounding. You know, it wasn't like
Yeah, it is different. Yeah.
different Britney Spears sounding, of course, but it was interesting because, like I said, I like songs and songwriting, and that's kind of jerky side of me. Like, I like the idea of knowing who's writing songs and how it's being done. I don't care about the celebrity part. So knowing, so listening to the first two Superjoints, I love those. It's played them all the time, and then you know, obviously, and down, just like so many different things come out, and then I was excited, and the new one came out, the Gears came out. And I dug it. It just, like I said, just like with the new I Hate That, like, you know, it's just a little bit different. Now
Right,
the bands didn't change so much, but there was a bit of time between everybody kind of grew up a little bit, you know, and your experiences change a little bit. You don't say everyone's just a strong sounding. But the album just sounds like just a little bit different. You know, it's aggressive, but I honestly can't put my finger on what it is, what's different about it. You know, maybe it's produced differently, maybe. I don't know.
it's
Songs are the same.
a different drummer, so it's a little bit of a different feel, and I know that our idea was to try and make it like the first record, Use Once and Destroy. You know, let's try and write songs like that, you know, that like Fuck Your Enemy and Alcoholic, so, you know, songs that are memorable, for lack of a better word, you
No, they
know, just
were.
that were catchy, you know. And I think we, I mean, we hit on it a little bit, but you know. Like you said, I'm like I was saying, we were a lot younger when we first originally did that band, and just different times. So,
Yeah, it's still a good album. I still listen to it. It's just I just couldn't play. I just can't place what the difference was. Maybe it's the drumming. Now, when you play with a drummer and you're the guitar player, are you thinking, oh, I might play that, or do you like go, do you surrender and be like, you know what, I'm just jamming. I'm not the drummer right now. Not my job. Or are you always thinking like, when you're
no,
playing guitar, the drumming.
I
You know
definitely.
what I'm saying?
Definitely put my input in, you
Okay.
know, and like Blue, the drummer, when we did that Superjoint record, like we were trying to get him to understand, because he's a real thrash drummer, you know.
Okay.
We're trying to get him to, you know, feel the groove a little more and stuff like that, you know. He did an excellent job, but yeah, I mean, the answer is yes, definitely. But you know, like in I Hate God, I can just sit back and be the guitar player, you know, and Down, just sit back and be the drummer, you know. So,
That's fantastic. It's also kind of cool to hear. I mean, I would personally love to see another Superjoint and Down myself, and I'm looking forward to I Hate God. So I'm so happy about all these projects that they're still going, because sometimes they just, you know, and let's face it, Phil has a lot of bands that he's been that just didn't always go because he's just there's just not enough of them. You know what I mean? A
No, you there.
projects. I mean, what's it's the other the E minor. I think you drummed for that one too. You know, that was pretty cool. He did that. I like that.
I did, yeah. I did the record. I
Yeah.
played drums on the record, and that was a really fun band
Yeah.
too. So, but they're doing new stuff, and it sounds amazing, you know. So.
There's not enough time in the day, you know. I mean, with Pantera, that takes over everybody's life. You know what I mean? Like, Pantera is like, at least it does cast a shadow song. Like, it's just so big. You can't escape from it, from him to do, you know, it's like do that or you do all your other projects because it's a time thing, really, you know, for him. But I'm
Yeah, I mean,
excited about it.
without a doubt. I mean, he's got a really cool jam environment set up at his house. So I mean, even if we just go over for a barbecue, you know, there's always a jam session that's going to ensue. And, you know, and just he's really into his haunted house that he does every year at his house. So that's like his true passion at the moment, you know. So
I love that. I love that. It's something totally different. Have you thought
he's
about doing anything like on the side, like outside music, like writing a book or other projects yourself?
no, not really. Just no, like I said, I mean, I have two kids. They don't live with me, but I have two kids, and that keeps me pretty busy. And when I'm at home, working a lot. And I got married last year, so
Congratulations. I saw you on the Instagram. Looks like a very nice.
when I'm not, I mean, at the age I'm at now and the way where I'm at in my life with myself, if I'm not on tour and everything, I try and, you know, be the family dude. But I have thought about writing a book, you know, and it would be fun, be interesting, and that the solo record's the thing that I need to do.
I would love to hear that. And I think, and I heard somebody say once about the book thing, you would, a lot of artists are asked that, and it depends. Sometimes it'd be just kind of cliche. What I think with you would be interesting is you have such a history of the bands and like songwriting, just like you're touching upon, and the history of the Sledger Tube. I don't even, I hate calling just titles for the song, you know, the music, but that whole Southern thick sound that you guys have, and there's bands you've been in, there's so much knowledge you have of different stories and the crossover. And, you know, you guys have gone through this. You know how important it is, how you beat addiction, and how other band it's affected other members when you're in it. Like, these are important stories that get carried over to other people, and not in a TMZ sort of way. Like in a real life, it's advice, but not telling somebody what to do thing. You know what I mean? Hey, get the great health type of thing, which is kind of really good for someone like me. I like to just hear it, and not be told. So, like, and then it's musical lessons I think you have with all the bands, you know, that you've experienced and learned. That's the kind of that'd be great. I mean, of course, you know, you pepper it with a lot of your other stuff in your life. That would be such an interesting read.
It's something that I'm going, I need to do, you know. And Phil's always told me, he's like, you have to write a book, dude. You have to. So I'm a real humble man. So it's like, you know, how many people are really going to want to read it, you know? And it's like, that
Two,
doesn't really,
me and Phil, there's two of us right there. Two
yeah,
first-day
that,
buyers.
I mean, I can't, I shouldn't think that way, you know. It should be, you know, people, you know, there'll be some people to read it, you know. So you have to be very careful with storytelling, you know, because you can't, you can't dick anybody off, or, you know,
No,
and
and I mean
tell.
more like touring stories, like a problem, like, hey, we did this, like, you know, the challenges, like more things that are out there. Definitely not a dirt type of thing. I don't mean Mötley Crüe. I just mean like God. It's just kind of like there's some experiences that A, everybody knows, and nobody needs to retread those, you know, some of the areas that went on in the past. I mean, it's just so stupid. It was stupid then that people in the press went on and other musicians tagged on stuff that, you know, kind of messed with down and stuff. It was stupid. I mean, like just other stuff. There's like real stuff, you know, life experiences that you could share. You know what I mean?
Well,
And I think
totally.
being a dad, you'd get that. You could be like, yeah, I mean, in a fatherless way, like to other musicians, you're like, you know what? You might want to look at this differently, or you might want to, you know what I mean? Take a deep breath. It's
Right.
good, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah. So you want to be in a band, you know? I mean, so you want to tour,
That's
you
right.
know?
The touring diaries. You know, you can write nowadays. You don't need anything. It's like recording. You can, you know what I mean? You can everything at your fingertips. I mean, you can
Right.
verbally put it all out, and then maybe even get a ghostwriter at the end to help. Like, you know, to write it out for you, or help you, or just write out yourself. It's like there's so many things you can do on your laptop on tour. Like, you know what I mean? It's,
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right, man.
I think it'd be awesome.
On it.
You got a lot to do after this. You got the phone.
I'll start writing.
know. I'm just saying it would be really interesting. I think because there's not a lot of credible stuff out there is what it is. You know what I mean? I like to read. I read a lot of books, music books. So when there's a potential for something really good, I think. Hearing you and I've, you know, your interviews and stuff in the past, what you've talked about, your experiences. That's what I'm basing it on. I'm not like shining you on. I'm saying I'm a fan of your music and I've listened to your interviews and how it's going on and the history of stuff and how your candor that you've taken for certain situations, whether it was, you know, controversy with Phil or drug issues or, you know, or going through this and that, you know, and God, you guys hit with Katrina. Like, I think this changed everybody's lives. That's got to be such a thing to talk about. You know what I mean? Those are important things that I think are positive that we don't have nowadays. Yeah, that's the dork in me. Did you get hit bad with Katrina, like musical instruments? I mean, hit bad, of course, but I mean, did you have stuff like musical instruments that were affected?
Not really. I was fortunate enough to leave, and I brought my drum kit with me, my guitar, and all my recording gear. I had a little bitty little Nissan Sentra. But anyway, my mother and I went to Lake Charles, which is on almost to Texas, and we stayed there for a month. So when we got back, what was cool is that where I lived, it didn't really get that bad of damage. So
Oh, good.
all these bands, man, were like when we got back, didn't have a place to practice. The place we practiced at's like way up on like the seventh floor. And nobody wanted to carry their shit up the stairs and all. So I just let everybody practice at my house. So for me, that was fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just having all my friends and bands and stuff come over and practice. And you really learn a lot by watching somebody else write songs, you know? It's like, oh, wow, man, it's just like in anything in life, any craft, you watch somebody do it and you get ideas from them, So,
I was
I was very fortunate though, I didn't really lose much for Katrina.
that's good. I never heard, I didn't, I don't think I've heard you talk quite much about that. I think, well, Mike's story and his Katrina experience eclipses everybody's story, you know.
Yeah,
So
the
that kind of washes it out. And I'm like, what did Jimmy do? Like, because I'm thinking, like, and I think you've heard, how Phil's experience. So I think I've heard everybody, I hadn't heard
Huh?
yours. You
Sorry.
know, I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah, Mike went to jail
Yeah.
straight up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he straight up went to jail for what, 30 days or 60 days or something, but he cleaned up a little bit. So, still positive.
Every weekend I would go see him in jail, and bring him shit and all that. And I actually went and picked him up when he got out. And yeah, it just man. Just bad, really bad luck for him,
Yes, and he's had some rough years, and I look at, from what I can see on the outside, it looks like he's doing fantastic, and it's so good to see that.
He's doing.
Yeah, I love to hear that. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Even if you guys don't ever record, it's good to know like the artists I've enjoyed just are doing good. You know what I mean? Happy, like
I mean,
it's just adult life stuff.
he's a fucking dinosaur, dude. He's been through so much. He has. He's been through so much stuff and came out on top, So,
That's a good success story.
the liver thing really scared the shit out of us. That was really scary because he could have died, So,
Yeah, and
but
considering, it's your body, and if you're, let's face it, if you beat up your body through the years, and then you have to rely on the strength of your body to pull you through something, life and death, it can be kind of
yeah.
hairy because your body's not as strong as you used to be. Even strong people, like athletes, they have something with their liver, they die. So, like, if you've had a body a year of a lifetime of partying and living hard, and then you got that, it's like, well, it's just gonna be a really rough ride,
That's why we were scared, It's like knowing his history. And I mean, the last time I went and saw him in the hospital before he got his transplant, we didn't know he was going to get it. And I remember leaving thinking that was definitely the last time I was ever going to see him, gave him a big hug and all that. And like 4 or 5 days later, it's like, oh, we got a liver, and then it took, So, I mean, me and Mike have been through so much together, man. And I love that dude so much. So it's just, I'm just, and he has a completely different look on life now. And like before he was in the band, you'd be like, oh, he got too drunk to play tonight or,
Right.
yada, just little bullshit like that. But now, dude, he's like, pro all the way, man. Like his performance on stage, it just his lyrically and his content and his attitude about doing everything has just been so nice, man.
It's
Just
visible.
much easier to get shit done,
It's visible, like seeing like interviews and some of the stuff in the past recent you guys have done, whether it's through interviews and stuff, like he's alive in his eyes in a certain way that I didn't realize it until I go back and look at it. I'm like, oh, that's like two different people now. And I knew like what happened. So like I'm like, yeah, that just feels like it's huge. Like it's such a comeback. Plus, COVID and everything else, where it was locked down, you couldn't do anything. It's just so much. So to watch and see you guys talk now and interviews and the gigs, you guys just it's just glowing,
Right. Yeah, well,
You've lost.
we got that second chance with Mike because we honestly thought, and I mean, if something would have happened to Mike back then, like if it, we wouldn't have been able to get the transplant, I don't know if we could have continued. He's such a staple. He's such a staple for the band, and it's like, I don't know, be hard, be really hard.
Well, even besides replacing him, but mechanically, I think emotionally for you guys, when you know, this was like 1988, I think, right? First album to so 87, 86. Like, you guys have done to like for you to like not be able to look over and see him would be like, you'd be like, I can't do this. I can barely get through like a tribute show. Like, I don't think you can get through when you have a member like that. I think it's more of like with Zeppelin. It wasn't about the money. It was about they lost a brother and there was an energy. You know what I'm saying? I think that would probably be harder than, keeping a band going because at a certain point, the band becomes a machine.
We learned a bit, but we learned a big lesson, when we lost Joey, there was actually zero question about whether or not we were going to continue. We're like, yeah, we're going to continue, and but he was such a staple part of the band, like part of its inception, and just being around the dude was influential for me. And his drumming was insane. He would play hand drums at the at Voodoo Temple every Thursday night, and he learned all
Really?
these fucked up African rhythms, like, and it really helped his playing a lot. But anyway, yeah, you got to continue on, and Aaron's great, and it's, I Hate God's in a completely different chapter, but I think you learn a lot when shit like that happens, Learn how to not only just to adapt, but you got to value every moment, as cliche as that sounds,
No, it does itself. Yeah. I think that's what happens when you become a grown up. You realize some of the cliche things actually are real. You're like, oh, son of a
Sounds
gun. It actually meant something.
they hug your mom,
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, just there are some important things, but being good, being true to yourself, though, is one of the more important things.
Right.
I want to thank you for coming on tonight, man. This has been fantastic. I'm glad we could talk,
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you reaching out and getting my old ass to do something.
No, I mean, I'd like to reach out later on down the road and catch up with you on some of the maybe next albums you get out and talk about them and break them down a little bit more. I'd love to geek out over them. Awesome. I mean, thank you.
Sounds good, brother.
Okay.